Thank you for holding. Is this Jacob?
This is.
Hi, Jacob. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a very eventful morning, but it's Friday, and that's always good.
Yeah.
I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yeah, she did well.
Okay. She asked me to jump on the line to go over pricing. There's a couple of different discounts that she requested for you as well. But did you have any questions for me about the listing on Google or how the placement works?
If you could run through it maybe one more time quick.
Sure.
She was pretty clear, but yeah.
Yeah. So when you do a search on Google, if you type in bathroom models or concrete or hardscaping, contractor, tree services, any of your services, right? The first guys that pop up, they say Google guaranteed. There's guys that say sponsored, and there's guys that are listed next to the map there as the top recommended options. These guys are listed in a section of the first page of Google where 90% of traffic starts and stops. As a premier Google partner, that's what we do. We do local SEO, we do Google Ads, and we also do Google Guarantee. The reason that we're contacting you is we have availability for first page placement. We're going down a list of contractors. We're just looking for one of you guys to fill that spot. Obviously, being up there is going to put you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to make a buying decision or contact someone. So we did see that you were
right.
Actively marketing your business online, and we thought maybe this would be a better fit than some of the stuff that we see you're currently using to just give people the ability to get familiar with your business, see your business at the time that they're looking up those services, and then be able to contact you directly without you incurring unnecessary lead fees and things like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So it's been the most profitable way for business owners to market and advertise for the last 17 years. Most people just Google things when they're looking for help or for a contractor.
Right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So Tara was asking me to apply a discounted pricing structure to you called a new in business credit. She said you only started about 3 months ago, but just got official with the state yesterday?
That's right. Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay. What's your main service? I mean, I see you do so many different things. You're like a Swiss Army knife here.
Right. So I'm the bathroom expert. I'll take care of any and everything in the bathroom.
Okay.
And then, you know, sometimes in the bathroom I've got, not sometimes, but every time I've got to deal with a plumber. So I've got a master plumber. I've got a good electrician, drywall every once in a while. If we're doing a whole bathroom, I don't want to do the drywall then. So I hired a drywaller, and, you know, from that, I've kind of learned how to subcontract and deal with the steps of the proper process and everything.
Right.
So I've got an excavation crew now. You know, I'm basically just building an army of subcontractors to take care of any aspect of the home.
Whatever pops up, you want to be able to handle it, huh? Jack of all trades. I love that. Okay.
See, and I don't want to do, you know, I'm not going to be the handyman. So, you know, I'm going to make sure the customer knows there's a professional coming in to take care of it. So.
Right.
But yeah,
right.
You know, that's kind of how, you know.
That's really important in how you're listed on Google too. You know, if you list yourself as a handyman, you almost give people that impression that you're just looking for
small
jobs, you know.
Yeah. Right.
So what's your service area look like as well, just so I could quote you properly here? I mean, are you just keeping it in Minnehaha County, or how far are you going?
So, I broke into Minnesota for a couple jobs. I'm only a mile from the Minnesota border, so
right.
I'll be getting my Minnesota contractor's license eventually here. But, yeah, so basically, you know, 50 minutes to an hour from my house, I'd be willing to go around that territory.
Gotcha. And just to be clear, you have licensing and insurance for both states, or you said you're working on it?
So licensing and insurance is just through the state of South Dakota at this point.
Okay.
But, yeah, Minnesota is going to be it was pretty surprising how easy it was to register my business and stuff. So it might just be another day where I get it registered in Minnesota too.
Yeah, let me see real quickly what the requirements are for Minnesota just to be on Google. I know it's probably a little bit different as a general contractor. What's the closest city in Minnesota to you?
Jasper, Minnesota, but that's
Jasper.
A pretty small town.
Yeah, I actually think I have a client there. I've been doing this for so long. I got guys all over the country, but let me see. Because I know for Sherman, they're pretty flexible. Or just for South Dakota, they're pretty flexible on like the license requirements for contractors. But or at least Google is. Then they usually want about $250K in general liability for insurance. Okay.
That's
yeah,
a million.
Oh yeah, then you're good. Even in that'll even work for Minnesota. You're looking at $300K in general liability for Minnesota, so you're good there.
Yeah, I think that was the requirement in South Dakota for licensing also, is over $300,000 general.
General liability, yeah. Google doesn't require the licensing to be promoted on the first page in South Dakota, but in Minnesota, you need to have a Minnesota State Residential Remodeler license or a Minnesota State Residential Building Contractor's license if you're doing remodeling or building. So there is a license requirement for Minnesota, which kind of puts a damper on things. I mean, we wouldn't be able to promote you with Google Guaranteed Leads, but we could still promote you there as Google Ads, which would be the guys that say sponsored next to them, kind of like, what is it, Dwellings General Contractor or JW Construction. I don't know if you heard of those guys.
I guess I haven't heard of them, no.
Okay. What about Handy Andy's or Midwest Bath Co. of Sioux Falls?
I've heard of Midwest Bath Co.
Yeah, they're a big company, but they do subcontract a lot of their work out that they get, so they promote themselves on Google to get leads. Yeah, so you'd be up there with these guys. There's 1 Week Bath is also there, and All Star Pros. You got a pretty good group of guys here. So their campaigns, though, you know, those are almost $1,000 a month to cover. They're covering about a 70-mile radius on average. Two of them are going up to 100 miles. But what I was thinking I could do, because you have that new in business credit, you know, with the new in business credit, I can reduce that rate by about 50%. I could get it down to $499 on a month-to-month basis. And then I could also include a custom website design for you too. That way you're not having to spend money on buying a website and getting your Google verification done either.
I'm wondering what service you must have saw me on Angie's list.
We're partnered with Google. Like if you look up Is Local Splash a Google partner, we're a premier Google partner. So we're literally right across the street from Google, and they give us the list of qualified companies. So could have been how they found it. But they did put in our notes that you were buying leads. So is that a lead-based program?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think for this first month, they guaranteed 9 leads, possibly 12, and I'm paying about $350 for that.
Oh, man. Our guys go through 9 to 12 leads in a week.
They were the first to call, and that was the unfortunate thing, I think, is I'm getting roped into a month at least here.
Okay. Yeah, because the way these work is there has to be a spot open, and then you have to qualify for it, and then we'll reach out to you and make sure you're pre-screened, and then we put you up there since we're basically referring you to people. But you'll have your own listings. So it's not like we're putting you on our site, putting ourselves on Google, and then people are contacting us and we're sending the lead to you or selling it to you. We would just list you independently. So they'd actually see like Berg Built Home and Hardscape on the first page with your reviews, your phone number. They'd have the ability to contact you directly from there. So there's no other like lead fees or charges that you incur throughout the month with our service.
Well, and I guess that's, the Angie's List deal is a flat $350. So,
yeah. but it's only nine leads. That's the concerning part, you know? If these guys are going through 9 to 12 in a week, they're basically spending $350 a week on Home Advisor by Angie's, you know? That's insane.
I talked them down off the ledge there. They were trying to do like 12 to 16 or something like that, and I'm just not ready for that kind of volume.
Expense,
And,
that makes sense.
You know, and Google, you know, I want to be on Google for sure, but then again, you know, if I got 9-10 calls a week, that'd be a little bit hard for me to manage at this point.
None of them are running around like chickens with their head cut off, you know? They're cherry picking. They kind of hear guys out and then they take what they want and don't want. Especially a guy like in your position, I'd imagine you'd go, just focus on these bathroom remodels. Even though we have you listed for all your services, you'd probably be like, hey, you know, these jobs are a couple thousand dollars at a time and, you know, take a week. So you might only accept or close one of them, and let the rest kind of do their thing. But, you know, when you look back on it, and you have that much opportunity for only $4.99 throughout the month, you can see why these guys are coming back month after month without any kind of long-term contract or commitment. You know, it only takes one bathroom remodel, and that numbers could already be, you know, 10 times paid back to you.
Yeah, I definitely understand that, and that's, you know, kind of why I wish I wouldn't have gave my $350 the beginning of the week is when I signed up for Angie's List.
Oh, wow. So Monday. That's very new.
Yeah. So at this point, I just don't have the funds to sign up for that. And so I really wish I could, but I don't, it's just not a foreseeable thing at this, you know, at this point of the month, I guess.
Yeah. Just the timing of it all. That's the unfortunate part about Google is like, we never know when a spot's going to open up in your industry and area. Sometimes it's like 6-7 months, we have nothing and people are calling us back and they're inquiring, trying to get on the first page and get it going. And then we don't have any openings. And then finally it opens up and it's like bad timing, you know? So it is kind of this cat and mouse game of like, have to have the spot open in order to make it work. But I will,
kind of the lowest, that's the lowest you guys can go on that then. We're damn close financially, but it's not quite there.
I hear you. How far apart are we?
It's around $125.
We're off by about $125. So you're saying like $375 would be.
I do have that ready. I can do it.
Okay, hold on. This has got to go above me even, because I have had situations like that where they come down because they see the big picture. The average lifespan of a Google Ads campaign is usually about 2 years, even though we offer it month to month. On average, you know, some of them are shorter, like 6 months, and then you got guys that have been doing it for 10, 11 years straight, you know, and they just never leave it. So when they look at the big picture, it's like, okay, you know, we might lose $125 today, but sometimes they're like, go ahead, because, you know, if he's just going to compare it to Home Advisor by Angie's, chances are he's going to stick with us long term. So I can kind of pitch that to him and see if I could get approval here.
And that's basically what it'd be like. And then, you know, if all goes well this first month or so, then I'll be taking my money from them and we can go back up to that $500 a month, I guess.
If
that's what needs to happen, you know. So.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Because we also have Google Guarantee, and I think they would let me do that with Google Guarantee. It's just with Google Guarantee, you have to go through this whole background check the first month too. And that's kind of, I mean, we could get you up and running and start bringing customers in, but that background check can take a little while just to get you to the point of the guaranteed leads. Yeah, because their lead program, they pre-screen the guy. Like, let's say somebody wants a bathroom model. They'll get on the line with him, and they'll make sure that he meets, like, the parameters of what you're looking for as far as the kind of job, the area that it's in, the pricing point. you know, things like that. And then they'll connect you with the customer live on the line. And then they don't charge you the lead fee unless you actually accept it or agree to go out and meet with that person. So it's like their guaranteed lead program. It's designed to basically spoon feed you a job opportunity.
That's kind of the situation that Angie's is doing.
Kind of, but what they do is they put themselves on Google. Like, you'll see them on the first page underneath the top recommended guys where we're talking about listing you now. But when somebody clicks on it, it has like 10 best bathroom model companies in Minnehaha County. And then they'll sell that one lead to like three or four of you. They'll like text it over to you guys. And then it's like a race. Like, okay, try to get it before the other guy gets it. And even if you don't get it, they charge you the lead fee. So that's the problem a lot of people have with that service, is pay per lead, not pay per job. And there's times where you get the phone number, you don't even speak to anybody, but they'll debit your account like $50-$60 for that lead, you know? And so you end up getting charged for things that aren't actually helping the business move forward.
We'll have to watch out for that then. So.
Yeah, it's a common trend. If you look up FTC versus Home Advisor by Angie's, I mean, I'm pretty sure you probably wouldn't have even signed up with them to begin with. But, of course, that stuff gets buried, and they tell you it's all sunshine and rainbows, you know? I sent over the request. There's a couple of different things that I could do. So, I mean, we could start you out like going towards Google Guaranteed, but again, it ends up being a pay-per-lead program, and I don't know if you're interested in that. Those the pay-per-lead costs are, you know, $157 a lead. It's pretty expensive.
I can't do that at this point.
Yeah, you don't want to deal with that. So let me see what I could do with $375 monthly. I think they might let me go, hold on, let me ask Amy. I want to get you the original package that I had you on, because that one I can promote you still in Minnesota anyway, like that VIP package, without the licensing being readily available. Because with Google Ads, we're allowed to list you, and it's kind of like proceed at your own caution if you want to take them on and you don't have the licensing. But with Google Guarantee, you have to have it.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like the ideal situation for me right now.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Like, I've been doing this for 12 years, so a lot of times I can look at a business and see like what they need. And I know there's no website that I found for you. There's not even a Google business profile right now that I could find where people can just look up Berg Built Home and Hardscape. When you do that, you get all those other things like Home Advisor by Angie's. And a lot of times they don't let the customer contact you directly from there. You know, they'll actually gather a lead from it. You know, you want to have your own listings where people could just call you direct. So we have to build that. We have to get it Google verified. We got to buy a domain name, build that website, and then we have to run the Google Ads too for individual services and service areas. So what are you thinking for price breakdown and products? Is he willing to grow with us? She's asking. I believe so. He has HA by Angie's signed up on Monday at $350. So he is strapped, but he would be comparing the two. Yes, border town, closest to Jasper.
I was thinking. Maybe we can give 150 coupon for Google Ads. So if he gets that. Can't do less than 300 for Google Ads. Right. And he had, oh, okay, I see what she's saying. So you gotta have at least 300 going to Google advertising, and then we wouldn't be able to purchase a domain for him. The domain's at least $99 just to get you the, Built Home and Hardscape.com for your website. So the math there is already kind of going over on that. Me going down to $499 was already kind of pushing it. Yeah. Because we wouldn't actually make anything. That would 100% go into products and features for you. It would have been $100 going into Facebook, $300 going into Google, and $100 going into your .com website, and then everything else we would just be providing for you at no additional cost as a part of the service. So $499 is kind of the lowest in order to get you all those things without cutting any corners. Shoot, I'm kind of wondering, what if we did no Facebook and just focused?
I mean, I can do my Facebook.
Yeah, if I cut that out, and then, I mean, you're still...
I actually prefer to do my Facebook.
Yeah, it's because Facebook ads, it's not just a Facebook business page, but they actually run through that, yeah. It's all the ad costs, okay. Like, we don't charge you to actually, like, build content or anything, but it's actually the cost of running the ad itself. Like, Google pockets that money, Facebook pockets that money, and then the cost to buy your domain name, like the actual .com, is there. But if we remove that, if we remove Facebook, she's saying you would need $149 for your Google business profile and website, and then $300 for Google ads. Like she said, we can come down to $149 on your GBP and website, but we need the ad in order to get the customers to come in, and that's got a $300 minimum to start an account for your industry and these service areas that you're trying to cover. So, I mean, it's looking at $449. That's a little lower. Let me see. $375 without cutting corners. I'm going to message Steve and see if Steve can get us a domain name without any cost, because he's the graphic design team leader downstairs. Okay, so we could
do that.
Yeah, she's going and telling me $149 for Google business profile and website, and then a lot the rest of it into Facebook ads. I don't like that though, because then you're not getting the I mean, you'd be on the first page, but it's just next to the map there. Who's up there now? Let me see. You'd be with Handy Andy's, Midwest Bath Co., Sioux Falls, and the Bathroom Company. I mean, either way, it's going to help you because right now, I mean, you don't show at all. So your chances of getting a bathroom model off the first page of Google are like zero. So it still helps, but just, I want to get results where you go. Forget Home Advisor by Angie's. And this is my long-term solution, you know, and I want to be able to show you that within the first month if you're telling me you're willing to just try it out. We got to show you some really definitive results there. I want to make sure we pin down at least a bathroom model or two within that time period.
Right. And I really do wish I had the capital behind me right now.
No, I understand. I'm fighting for you here. I get it. I've worked with a lot of guys where, you know, we jump through these loops and it works out. It's just,
the company's going, we can't take a loss on it. Like, we'll do all the legwork for him, but we have to have this at least in order to actually pay for the services and the products and features that his business is getting, you know.
Right.
Sometimes just a website alone, I mean, it's hard to get somebody to buy a domain and build a website for you for $375.
I was digging into my own website build yesterday, and, you know, that
yeah.
takes some time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you want it professionally built, too. I mean, if you do it yourself, then you're going to be spending a lot of time on it. And if there's one thing more valuable than money, it's your time, you know? You don't want to waste your
yeah.
time.
I just go back and forth to AI, you know. On
yeah. Our CEO, too, he gets all wrapped up in that. But she's saying that we should be able to get it up and running and verified pretty fast since you're already on the qualified candidates list. So she's recommending that we go the route of get your Google business profile up and running and list you in the local SEO section, which is just underneath the sponsored guys there. If you look up bathroom model, it's those three guys next to the map. So she's saying, like, get you up. Yeah, if you're near a computer, it helps a lot if you can see it. Just type in, like, bathroom model, Minnehaha County.
Dwellings, Craftwood.
Yeah, dwellings Ready is in service. The sponsored section. So that's where I was originally talking
okay.
about putting you. See where it says sponsored there?
Yeah, which
yeah.
is, those are the weird ones. Like, I don't know why they're in the bathroom category. I mean, it says bathrooms under all of them, but...
Well, what happens is you customize it. So, like, let's say I sign you up. We would set an appointment where you tell us what you want to be listed for. So they picked bathroom remodeling as a keyword that they wanted to show up on the top for. So they're obviously looking to get bathroom remodeling leads, dwellings and JW Construction.
Sure.
They're trying to get those leads. So under the sponsored, though, you'll see a section that says businesses next to the map there.
Yeah.
You'd be one of these guys right here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
With the package at $375. Yeah, that one
we can
do.
Make that work.
Yeah, and we would build your website too. And then what they would do is they would put the rest of the budget into Facebook. So we'd actually give you a $200 budget on Facebook, and then we'll come down to $175 on your local SEO and your website. And that's all month to month. You're not going to be buying it to any kind of long-term contract.
And okay, and what about this was, I heard you originally say you didn't like it.
Well, it's just that, I mean, when you're at the top, either way, 90% of searches start and stop on the first page. But some people, they see these guys at the top, and they're just like, click. Like, we have this thing, it's like a heat map. It kind of shows us, like, where people are clicking most. And historically, people click the top recommended guys most. The first ones that pop up are usually the ones that end up actually getting a lot of the phone calls. It doesn't mean that these guys aren't getting phone calls on a regular basis. They're just not going through 9 to 12 a week, you know. They'll get a couple of them. So if you're only going through 9 a month, though, it should still be a lot easier to outperform HomeAdvisor by Angie's, because if you scroll down underneath these guys on that are in the map section, you'll see companies like Yelp and HomeAdvisor by Angie's there, you know? So they're putting themselves
right.
up there to get the leads. So people are still going down there making calls. It's just when they get a lead, they'll sell it to 4 or 5 of you guys. These people will be able to call you directly off the first page. But the higher you are up, the more exposure you're going to get, the more volume you're going to get, you know?
So under that business section, where would I be listed? At the bottom of that business section?
No. So you'll be on the first page as a top option, but how you're listed, 1, 2, or 3, is going to be based on the location of the end user. So obviously you're going to be searching from the address that Google's going to verify. So you're going to see yourself
right.
probably first on the search when you're doing it. But
okay.
the further you drive away, like let's say you get 30 miles out and then you do the search, you might see yourself in the 3rd or 4th spot, you know?
Yeah, because then all these Pipestone and all these Minnesota people are going to get mine first.
Right.
Before people, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say I'm ready to do it.
Yeah, being in the conversation versus not being in the conversation, you know, your chances are going up dramatically by doing it. And then the listings that we create for you when you get Google verified, Jacob, you know, you keep those. So not saying that you're going to leave this service, but we're building things that your business, these are tools and credibility factors for guys to be able to look you up later, you know?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I didn't think about it, I guess. But.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a long-term thing. It's like basically building your business online presence. Right now, you don't really have that online presence. But they are going to ask you for access to the Facebook page just to be able to run those Facebook ads. And then we would want to grow you in the future. Like, we'll leave it $375 month to month, but I do want to, you know, have you grow into that Google Ads section. So if you say, hey, this month was good, but, and I can see the value of moving forward with you guys long term, but I do want more, just know that I'll be able to adjust you to that $499. Like, I'll still get you the same price for that $1,000 package at $499. I'll notate it, and then we'll get you in that Google Ads section at the very top of the screen. Okay. And then also Google Guarantee will still be on the table for the future too if you decide to go into leads. I know right now it's really just about getting you started, start bringing some customers in and getting to know each other.
Right. All right. I need to start being able to reviews and stuff. So.
Yeah, that's mandatory. We have an app that you could download in App Store, by the way. It's called the Local Splash app, and you can request reviews from there. So you could actually just plug in their number, and once we have your Google profile up and running, you send them a text message that'll have your Google business profile attached to it, and they could just put the star rating and type it in. Let's ask them about their experience with you. So we'll help you harvest those reviews. We want them to. They're definitely a deciding factor for some people.
Yeah, so after everything's kind of set up and running, is there going to be somebody to go through onboarding or, you know, go through it with me?
Exactly. So I'm going to create the account. We're going to secure the spot, and then I'm going to schedule the onboarding appointment or the client interview, as they call it.
Perfect.
All right, let's set it up. So what's your last name, Jacob?
Berg, D-E-R-G.
Okay. And then what's your business email address where I could send a receipt and everything in writing?
Yeah, I need to actually make a business email. It's just my personal as of right now. Racer,
okay.
Jake. Yeah, Racer Jake, and then the number one at gmail.com.
Okay. And it's just J-A-K-E, right? Traditional spelling?
Right.
Okay. And the one is the number one, or is it O-N-E? Is it spelled out?
Nope, the number one.
Okay. All right, perfect. Let me go ahead and update. Okay, that came back valid. And then is this phone number we're on the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yep.
Okay. All right. And then Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. It's called a Google verification letter. What's the street address that I could send that to?
65 Packard Avenue.
Packard.
P-A-C. K-A-R-D.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, and then Avenue.
Yep, Sherman, South Dakota.
Sherman. Got it. Okay, and you have the option to hide this address or leave it displayed?
Let's hide it.
Okay. So it'll still say Sherman, South Dakota, 57030. But it won't show the 65 Packard Avenue, and it'll deactivate the turn-by-turn directions. So you don't have to worry about anybody showing up there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think such a small town, they'll find me anyway. But
all right, let's see. Save. Boom. Yeah, you got to be pro-Second Amendment. But chances are you probably know all of them, so. You won't have to do any shooting.
Right. Yeah, I love those amendments.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I think I'd never leave America unless they abolish that. They come knocking on our door trying to take that away. That's how I know everything's gone to crap. We're not free anymore. All right, let me see here. Save. Okay, how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
We'll do 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
8 to 5, okay. And do you work Saturday and Sunday at all?
No.
No? What about just for phone calls?
I'll take phone calls.
Okay. So I'm gonna list Saturday and Sunday as by appointment only. Because I put closed, there's like a little red dot on there, and it'll basically tell them not to call you. It'll say closed. But if I put by appointment only, they could still place the phone call, and then you could hash it out with them when you got them on the line.
That makes sense, yep.
Okay. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I can't do card as of yet.
Okay, so no card yet. Do you like split payment or you have payment options available?
Yeah.
I know that gets sticky sometimes, you know. Maybe a guy gets you going for half, you buy all the supplies, and then something happens, you know. So it's kind of like, eh.
Right.
Yeah. All right. We'll go cash, check, no card at this time. Just going to save. Okay. And then do you have a logo for your business or maybe pictures of work that you've done in the past that we could use for your website?
I've got logo.
You do have a logo. Okay.
Yeah, it'd be on my Facebook if you guys can once you access my Facebook.
Yeah, they're going to ask you for access to the Facebook to run the ads during the client interview. And then any additional photos or logo that you want to send in, I'm going to send you this email address. Please send it in to us just so that we can use it across all platforms. We want to be able to put it on your website and everything as well.
I didn't know if you could pull it from Facebook. You know, that works good.
We can, but there are some copyright laws, so it kind of helps if we have like a paper trail showing that you gave us access to it and allowed us to use those photos. You can then just steal them off the internet, you know?
Right.
Okay, perfect. And I sent my direct number and extension. I'll be your account lead. There will be an account management team that's going to help with fulfillment, but if you want something done quickly, you could always contact me directly.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, and then for the client interview and the onboarding process, typically we want about an hour window. It doesn't actually take that long, though. It's usually more of like a 30 to 45-minute call. What time works best for you?
I'm actually kind of busy today. Does Monday morning work okay?
It does. I'm not a fan of wasting a day. Especially on somebody that's saying, hey, I'm going to try it month to month. You know, I want to get your results as soon as I can.
So, God dang it.
Yeah.
How about
1 o'clock today?
Yeah.
Oh, let me see. I think I got that. Yeah, we could do that. CT, so 1 to 2 Central?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, I got it. So, local splash, client interview. Because there's going to be another technician that's going to do the client interview. And I want to get your account over to the headquarters. We're right across the street from Google. But I want them to work on the verification right away. The sooner we can verify your business, the sooner you'll actually show up with people just even looking up your name. Obviously, the optimization will take a little bit longer. But I want to at least get your account up and running and start requesting maybe some reviews from past people and stuff. We can start building on that.
Yeah.
You know?
So that's kind of the issue that I'm at, too, is I used to work for Rebass, one of the sponsored ads on there.
Oh, okay.
So I can't go to my past customers for reviews.
Oh, what a pain in the butt.
Yeah, my reviews are going to be either limited or not people that I actually did work for, honestly.
That's so funny. That $4.99 package would have put you right next to Rebath.
Right.
They'd have been like, this guy's already here. What's going on? Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's great.
That's why I didn't go with a bathroom-specific name, too. You know, I didn't want to pigeonhole myself into the bathroom.
They'll see that bird. They'll know it's you, you know.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
That's funny. Hey, boys, remember?
Now you know where I'm coming from. So.
Yeah, yeah. No, I gotcha. It's always a good feeling.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll get you there. You know, this will be the starter package. Just fire things up. And then once I can show you this is better than Home Advisor by Angie's, I doubt you're going to renew with that. And we could always upgrade you later. and do the sponsored ads. All right, so boom, we're good there. I got the client interview scheduled. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email, and then we have this automated text message reminder that's going to be sent out to you 1 hour before. So about noon, you'll get that.
Perfect.
All right. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $375, how did you want to do that?
Visa debit card.
Okay, now is this under your name, or does it also say Berg Built Home and Hardscape on it?
On the card?
Yeah. Does it have both, like your name and the business name, or just your name?
Just my name.
Okay.
Because as of yesterday, I got my EIN number, so now I can open my business account.
Very nice. Okay. Yeah, the reason I ask is because if you use a personal, you could still use it, but I like to put on the invoice the business name anyway, because this is a business expense, and you could actually write it
right
off when you do your taxes. So you end up getting it back anyway.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Oh, yeah. That's like one of the major perks to being a business owner. You put your gas, everything, mark it down as a business
expense.
Well, the
expense. Gas and all, yeah.
Yeah.
All that stuff I knew, like tools and yada, 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 but I
yeah.
didn't think about the, you know,
marketing.
Marketing and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to get customers. So being on Google, being on Facebook, having a website, those are all business expenses.
Awesome.
Yep. Yeah. So I'll make sure to mark it here in the invoice. Let me just go ahead and add Berg Built Home and Hardscape on it. And then we also will send the invoice to you via email. And it should show up in your bank statement as well, too. And then the billing address is the same as the street address that we're sending the Google PIN verification letter to you in the mail?
Correct.
Okay. By the way, when you get that letter, you can't miss it. Like, it says Google on it in big, colorful letters. But when you open it up, there's a little five-digit code inside. It's called your verification number. I need that number. So you could call me with it or text it over to us. But we need that number as soon as possible so we can punch it in. Like, them... When you receive it, that lets them know that you are actually there and you are who you say you are, you know? So that's kind of their method of verifying. Okay. All right.
Then
but
can I text over that message that you sent me?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You have my direct number and extension in there. But if you text that same line that I texted it to you on, that 877 line, it goes company-wide. So even like if I'm out of office or it's on the weekend, we always have a rep that'll be able to respond and help you.
Okay.
24/7. It's monitored by everyone, not just me. Okay. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment, I know you said it was a Visa or a MasterCard? Sorry. No,
Visa.
Forgot. Visa. Okay. And then my system says it should start with a 4. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Yeah. 4200.
4200.
270. Oh. Oh, my bad.
You're fine.
2700.
2700.
1822.
1822.
4666.
4666. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
06/27.
06/27. And then 3-digit code on the back.
242.
242. Okay. So I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. If I say anything that you don't agree with or don't understand, just stop me, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. So it says you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. These calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Berg Built Home and Hardscape.
Thank you. And can you state your full name and title within the company?
Jacob G. Berg, owner, operator.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in the campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, it gets a little wordy here. Okay. And it says, in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So that's not saying that you have to cancel HomeAdvisor by Angie's. We know what you already have there. Honestly, if you want to keep those guys, you can, but I'm telling you, you're probably not going to want to keep them when you compare the two after a while.
Right.
But after today, if you're going to add anything, just double check that they're not doing something, that we're already doing. We don't want any like duplicate listings. You can't have two Google business profiles. If they go create another one and the system's just going to flag and suspend both of them. So it'll actually affect us negatively. So try to make sure that they're not, and then there are some directories, like you're going to see in your invoice. I try to throw in as many things as I could for you. So like there's a Yelp listing, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. We did the mobile platform submission. So you're on the first page for the iPhones and Androids as well. You're on Bing. So these are things I just kind of silently put in there just to kind of check boxes so that way you're not spending more money on other platforms later, okay? Yeah, the idea was just to kind of cover your bases. I want us to be like a one-stop shop for you, but you don't want to duplicate any of those listings too. So if you're not sure and you get a call from another company, just double-check with us. Make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything.
Perfect.
All right. And it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is July 18th of 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $375. I have you on a platinum package without Google Ads. So you will have the local SEO plus Facebook plus the website and then all the additional directory submissions. When the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 18th day, but it's going to remain in this discounted price of $375 for as long as you're with us, right? So you have to initiate the change to $499 and running the Google Ads later or jumping into Google Guarantees pay-per-lead later. You have to initiate that. We're not going to automatically do it. So you got to give us the heads up that you're ready to advance into that when you want to go to the $499 package later. Okay. Otherwise, it's just going to stay like this.
Yep. Makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. We don't touch anything or make any adjustments without your consent first. And then, you can discontinue or cancel at any time, Jacob. You're not binded to any kind of contract. There's no cancellation fees or penalties if you do decide to discontinue. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before the next bill is due so we can stop it from automatically charging you. Or let us know before the 18th day. And then it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm getting this invoice created. I had it customized by Amy. When she gives me the thumbs up, I am going, oh, she just said ready, actually. I'm going to process this payment. When I process this payment, you're going to receive everything in writing via text message and email. So there'll be a link in your text messages that'll come through. It'll have a full outline of the agreement for you to sign off on. And then they'll also send you the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system for the app. And then, let me see here. And then, yeah, then we should be good to go until the client interview at 1. But let me just process it and make sure those come through, and then I'll let you get back to your work day until 1 o'clock. I'll be pestering you again.
That sounds good.
All right. Yeah, I was happy we were able to make that work for you. I was kind of nervous at first. When I first started messaging her, she was just shutting down everything I was asking. So.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you guys working together and –
yeah, I usually have a lot of pull. Like a lot of times I can. Like, I mean, normally the Google Ads package that I quoted you on, it's about $1,000 a month. Like I'm pretty sure Rebath is paying about $1,000 a month for their advertising. So I got enough pull to like, I cut it down to $499. You know, it's basically like wholesale. Our company wasn't making money on it. But to go that far, I had to go even above my means.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah. Like I said, though, it's an investment for us too in the future because we want to have a business relationship with you. So if we could start off on the right foot, make things work for you, chances are it's going to turn into a long-term relationship. And so, you know, like I said, sometimes if they could see that or if I could explain that to them, that's my logic and going lower, then, you know, they'll work with me on it. So I know you're going to love it. If you compare it, I mean, Google's way better than being on a third party that's putting themselves on Google. You got to understand that's kind of their wholesale way of getting things, and then they're selling it for more to you, and they'll sell it to like three other guys too. So just cutting out that middleman will make it a lot easier on you, more cost efficient. You get live people calling you. Yeah. It's always better to have people call you live.
Yeah, they have like, they hide my phone number, hide the customer's phone number, so I can't call them, but they can call me, and yeah, it's just weird stuff.
Yeah, they do it for a reason, though. There's a method to their madness, but it's not to your benefit. It's to their benefit, you know? They go, hey, if I get this lead off of Google, and in the grand scheme of things, it costs me maybe $20 to actually get it off of Google, but I sell it for $50 to three guys. I just turn my $20 into $150. And that's pretty much Home Advisor by Angie's in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of a racket. And you'll find that out the longer you go through it. And the Google listings, you know, those ones are based on availability. So sometimes people call us and they're looking to get away from that service, but we don't even have availability in their county. So it's like they got to wait like 6 months, 7 months sometimes of buying those leads before they have the chance to switch to this. You're only a week in, so you're able to, right at the beginning of your business, compare everything and find out what your long-term solution is here. So by the time you're, you know, 5-6 months in business, you already have answers on your marketing and what's going to work best for you.
Still.
Yep. So we're getting things done fast. And it's peak season too, so this thing should take off pretty sweet once you get the ads up and running. The search volume's just high right now. Yep.
I'm pretty excited.
Yep. So did you get
you
those texts?
This is just...
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're all right.
Okay.
I did get the text.
Okay. Sorry, you were asking a question there, and I cut you off.
Well, I was going to ask, is bathroom remodel the like one category that'll pop up for then? Or
oh, yeah. So this one's keyword-based, kind of like Google Ads that I was telling you. So you're not going to be limited to a category. So we'll be able to cover all your bases. It's not just bathroom remodel. We'll be able to list you for concrete, tree services.
Perfect.
Yeah, we'll be able to list you for all your services. Hardscaping, landscape design. Those are all within it. So the whole point of that client interview is you get 15 different keywords or services that we're going to target at a time with this local listing and with your Facebook page. So they want to nail that down on what you want to be listed for, and they want to nail down the service area that you want to target with those campaigns. So that way when you get a call, we know it's somebody had to have been within those areas looking up those services in order to get your listings and your number.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. That's even more exciting, man.
Yeah, they're pre-qualified. It's not just random calls coming through on the internet, you know? It's like a targeted audience.
Right.
Yep. All right, but there should be a full outline of the agreement there. There's a text message. It'll say, Jacob, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of the invoice to the email we have on file, and I'll prompt you to click there. When you click on that, there's a full outline of the agreement in writing. So just go through that and sign off on the bottom. Whenever you're ready, you don't have to do that right now. You can do that just between now and the client interview. But basically, your homework is just to sign off on that, go through it, and then be ready for the client interview here at 1. We'll circle back with you, get started on the client interview, and see if we can get that domain purchase, start working on your website, too, at that time.
Perfect.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. You have my number. So, again, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, I'm your guy. Just feel free to reach out. I'll be happy to help you.
Sounds good. I appreciate your help.
You're very welcome. You have a great day. I'll talk to you at 1, okay?
All right. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.